A plume of lake effect snow off the southeast end of Lake Ontario will continue to shift more southward during the course of the day as winds become more northwesterly, thus impacting less of the Mohawk and Schoharie valleys and more of the eastern Catskills by late in the afternoon. Outside of the lake effect, it'll remain dry with a mix of clouds and sun and a brisk breeze, making our temperatures in the 30s feel even colder. High pressure will build in toward the Ohio Valley and help to shut down the lake effect by later Saturday. The center of that high pressure system will track across the Ohio and Tennessee Valley, keeping us on the cold side of it, and then quickly move off the East Coast by late tomorrow, with several systems starting to converge on our region as we head through Sunday. The first will be a low pressure system moving into the eastern Great Lakes, which may touch off some light rain or snow showers during Sunday afternoon. The chance of precipitation will increase Sunday night as a coastal low starts to work up the East Coast. And that should bring light to moderate precipitation to our area Monday and Monday night. So far, it looks like it would be cold enough for all snow to start before possibly mixing with or changing over to some rain in the valley areas during the afternoon before possibly changing back to all snow as colder air wraps into the system from the north and west later in the day. Behind this system, the coldest air of the season thus far will surge into the region for next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast, although a few thunderstorms are possible late tomorrow night across upper Texas and into the southeast Texas area along with western Louisiana. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high in the mid-40s and a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. In Boston, sunny, a high near 40 degrees with a west wind near 10 miles an hour and gusts as high as 20 possible. And in Buffalo, a chance of snow showers mainly late in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high in the upper 30s. Winds 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the west and gusts as high as 22 miles an hour possible. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 49 degrees with a record of 70 set in 1973. Normal minimum temperature is 32 degrees with a record of 12 above set in 1986. Sunrise and sunset data for today, November the 14th. Sunrise was at 6:46 a.m. and sunset will come at 4:33 p.m. For tomorrow, November the 15th, sunrise at 6:47 a.m. and sunset at 4:32 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly clear tonight, cold with lows in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, sunny and cold with highs in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mainly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s, and tomorrow mostly sunny with highs near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, becoming mostly clear tonight, lows near 20, and tomorrow mostly sunny and cold with highs in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly clear tonight, cold with lows in the lower 20s, and tomorrow mostly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mainly clear tonight and cold with lows in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, sunny and cold with highs in the upper 30s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Sunday, increasing clouds, a chance of rain or snow showers, temperatures in the mid-30s to near 40. Monday, rain and or snow likely, highs in the mid and upper 30s. Tuesday, partly sunny with some lake effect snows to the west, temperatures in the low and mid-30s. Wednesday, partly sunny, more lake effect snows, temperatures in the low and mid-30s. Mostly sunny and cold for Thursday with highs in the mid and upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.